from the studios of 98.9 FM at West End in Brisbane and broadcasting around Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service. It's the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show with Jamie Dunn and Clay Cassidaly.
He's a farmer, but more than that, he's a friend. It is Farmer Brian.
Hey, Jamie.
How you going?
Oh, I'm excited.
Why are you excited, Brian?
How are you, Clay?
Good, mate. Going good. What about you? Why are you excited?
Oh, first of all, congratulations to Kev and his lovely wife.
And Kev
and
Jr.
And their newborn son.
Kev Jr.
Little Kev, little baby Boilermaker, mate.
Baby Boilermaker.
And the birthday boy, Truckee Mark.
Yeah, Truckee Mark.
Cowboy Chris, I think.
He was avoiding us.
Yeah.
And Sneaky. Cowboy Chris, we were to go there, but I'm no more good at night time. I can't see when I'm coming home and all that with the lights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But anyway, now for the main part.
Okay, you're excited.
So, not that they're not the main part, but where do I start? Many years ago, I got to know a bloke by the name of Martin O'Toole.
Yes.
And that was at Melbourne Show. He was only a young fella, younger than me, when I was 23. Mm. Anyway, it turned out that he became a world champion chopper. He held many, many world titles.
Yeah.
And then he bought out the rights of the foundry in Sydney, and an axe. They made axes. Clive McIntosh from Kyogle used to get all his axes made there, and they were key steel axes. With the big K on them.
Mm. They're the ones that Troy wanted to look at the other day.
That's right.
Sharp as anything.
Craig Wagner.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Your memory's too damn good. Anyway, I was sitting on the seat in at the wood chopping in Brisbane at the Acre. And I hear a bloke ring up down a couple of seats in front of me. I overheard his talk, and he said, "Righto, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Martin." And anyway, so when he said that, I thought, that's Martin O'Toole he's been talking to. So I went down, and I said, "I know the bloke, it's Warren Pascoe." And I said to him, "Hey, Warren, do you mind if I borrow your phone? Because I haven't got a mobile." And he said, "No, not a problem." So anyway, I rang up Martin O'Toole. He's since retired from chopping. He only goes to local shows.
Yeah.
And he goes to Sydney every so often to make a batch of axes. Now, I knew all this. And anyway, when I heard he was coming to the show, I said, "Hey, Martin, tell me this. You wouldn't have a old key steel that you put aside, you know, not that you're not going to use or are going to use or whatever, that they're more or less gone out of production, you know,
yeah,
key steel." And he said, "Well, it so happens I have. I've got two here somewhere." He said, "I'll have to dig them up there in the shed, or I've got them put away." He said, "Why?" And I said, "Could you chuck one in your truck when you come down to the show tomorrow?" And I never said any more than that. And he said, "For you, I certainly will. I'll dig it up and find it and bring it into the show."
Mm.
Anyway, I never got to the show the next day. I broke down in the fetlock, got a real bad leg, and I never went. And anyway, he turned up, and he come and saw Bruce and said, "Where's your father? I've got that axe for him, the key steel axe." And Bruce said, "Oh, he never got here today." And he said, "Well, I'll give it to you And Bruce said to him, "Righto, now I'll pay you for it. How much do you want?" And he said, "For you, Bruce, and for your father, not a thing."
Oh, my gosh.
Because we have been mates, and Bruce chopped against him, and he taught Bruce, and then Bruce turned round and beat him. And anyway, he said, "No." And Bruce said, "Oh, I can't do that." And he said, "No, look, for your father, there it is, nothing."
Isn't that great?
Troy, if you're listening, we've got a key steel axe for you. And not only is it a key steel axe, it's got a kangaroo on the other side of the big K. The big K's on the one side and the kangaroo's on the other side.
Jeez. And I haven't
saw the axe yet. Bruce is going to bring it down to me today. But there you are, Troy. I will be somehow getting in contact. I'll bring it into the station so as you all have...
I know someone who knows Troy, so bring it into the station.
So, I enjoyed Troy that much and Laurel and Clay that much. We had such a lovely time.
Wasn't it good?
I'll never forget it.
Nor will he, you know. Going backstage at the woodchop is really something.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I just can't say how happy I am to be able to give that to Troy. And the old girl wants to tell you a little story here if you got time.
We got time for you, don't you worry.
He hasn't got time.
Oh, stop.
Hi, Jamie and Clay.
Hey, Farmer Mary, how are you?
We went to Redcliffe yesterday, back to where we had a photo taken about 58 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Exactly at the same place. Then we came back to Woodford and I said to Brian, "We'll go back to the church." No, he said no. So in we went and we went back to the church and it's all different now, Jamie. Mm. And when we pulled up, this lady was coming, two ladies were getting out. So they went in, they said, "You can come in and look at the church." And the church door had open on it.
Oh, wow.
So back we went in.
To where you got married all them years ago.
It was our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it was our wedding anniversary, see?
That was a lovely thing to do.
And we went back there and here was it open on the church. And we met another lady at Redcliffe, Jamie. You had done a function for these children. These special children, and she had met you.
Oh, wow.
She said, "Oh, I love Jamie Dunn, yes."
Oh, you got to put back, don't you?
Yes, that's right. So that's what we did. And then another couple came and talked to us. But that was our day yesterday, Jamie.
Oh, it sounds like a beauty, Mary.
Yeah, on the front at Redcliffe, only guess what? I was about 5 stone lighter.
Oh, I've seen that movie myself. Oh,
now, Brian, what's the song you want? Quickly.
I was talking to Kevin King and Patty yesterday, and Kevin King said to me to ask you, would you play "He Holds a Lantern While His Mother Chops the Wood"?
Okay, we'll go and have a look for it. We'll go back to our playlist and we'll have a good, because that'll take some time to get, but we'll get it.
I realise that. Tex Morton.
Yeah.
And thanks for everything for today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I don't know how much you and Clay mean to me. You never will.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, quickly I'll tell you, there on the television there was an announcement at a fire at Mount Mee.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people rang up to see if I was right.
Oh, isn't that great?
Bribey Fran said, "Get down in the dam, Mary."
From the studios of 98.9 FM at West End in Brisbane and broadcasting around Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service, it's the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show. And now here they are, Jamie Dunn, Clay Cassar-Daly. Hello, boys.
All righty, if you've just tuned in, Farmer Brian... Oh, last week, you tell the story a bit. You went backstage at the woodshop.
Backstage at the woodshop, yeah. Oh, God, it was good. We had a lot of fun. We got our own backstage pass.
And you were with your mum and dad.
Yep.
And unfortunately for you, your mum and dad are celebrities in their own right. You know, the great Troy Cassar-Daly and the great I'm getting dings everywhere.
You're dinging, mate.
No, I'm dinging. That's because I've rung your father and said, can I call you? Because I didn't want to use you like a dirty rag and say, can I call your father?
You do it on your own accord now.
And I love that when I said, we can call your father, you said, what's his number? So what's happened, Farmer Brian has called the guy that actually makes these key steel axes, and he has got an original key steel axe, which are well sought after, and he's given it this morning to Troy. So we're going to ring Clay's dad.
Hello.
Is that Troy Cassidaly?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is the Jamie Dunn. I bet
the
you're
great,
in.
The great Jamie Dunn.
The pleasure is all yours.
Taught your wife Christmas carols and how not to really care about jobs.
We'll talk about it now.
Yes. So the news is, tell him the news, boy.
We've got a key steal for you thanks to Farmer Brian.
Now, is it this? I thought this must be some sort of G-up because when I was a kid, I used to go to the wood chops with my grandfather. And for a while there, you know, you're a fidgety little 5 or 6 year old and you didn't want to hang around. But my grandfather taught me to appreciate wood chopping. Then I went on to obviously using axes around my property when I was a kid, and I got great interest in it. We used to always love key steel axes, and we could never afford one, of course, because they were like very, very expensive on the day and made out of this particular steel. And Brian and his son showed me some of the ones that I'd seen up close the other day at the Ecker, which blew my mind. So this is a joke. It's a very cruel one.
No, it's not.
Well, I haven't seen an axe yet, so I don't know.
No, Farmer Brian rang the guy that makes them and asked him if he had any that he hadn't used lying around. And the guy goes, yes, I have. And he's brought it up to the Ecker and he's given it to Farmer Brian's son, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just have to arrange for them to hand it over. And they've got it specially for you, mate.
Oh, that's incredible. That's just made my day. Clay, you saw the look on my face the other day when we were opening up those boxes and taking those leather sheaths off those axes. And
you didn't want to leave. We had to drag you out of there.
We got backstage with our son. This is how we get backstage at the wood chopping. No, we can't just get back on our names. It's our son.
Yeah. I heard that they said, who's that over there with Clay Cassidaly?
I can't thank Farmer Brian enough. Look, I've been waiting so long to meet him because I'd heard him on your show so many times. And you know when you just can't wait to put a face to a name? I'd heard him and Mary talk, and I've always been really engrossed. Even when we were over in France, the morning we rang Clay for his birthday, we couldn't get away from the radio with Farmer Brian's voice. And I said to Laurel, I wonder what he looks like, you know? And Clay the other day at the Ecker goes, well, we're going to go and meet Farmer Brian backstage at the wood chop. So I went, awesome. Now I get a chance to know what this fella looks like. So I can't thank Farmer Brian enough for that.
It was an exciting feeling when I walked into the tent the first time and I could see him and then he disappeared. And then we came back later on the afternoon and then I brought my parents in and just turning around to my parents going, he's here, just over there. Like, yeah. Let's go. It was so cool.
It was almost like we just spotted Mick Jagger, eh?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Troy. That's
made my day and made my week. And I'm sure my grandfather will be grinning upstairs going, wow, you got yourself a key steel axe. I probably won't ever chop with it, but I'll put it in some frame somewhere and have it with me for the rest of my life.
Good on you, mate. Yeah.
Thanks very much, boys.
And thanks for listening, eh?
Oh, no worries at all. Love the show. Love the show.
This has been a Dunn and Daly production. 5 to 9 weekday mornings. Thanks for listening.